This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala hamma ba'd. So yesterday we were discussing the reality of iman, the definition of iman. Continuing from where we left off, we had mentioned that iman was something that existed in the heart and is manifested on the tongue and on the limbs. And based upon that, we now today will discuss two separate issues. The first of them is, what is the relationship between iman and Islam? Because we know in the hadith of Jibreel, the famous hadith that all of us have memorized, we have learnt it as school children, that Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, what is Islam? And the response was the five pillars. Then he asked, what is Iman? And the response was to believe in Allah and the angels and the last day, the six pillars of Iman. Then he asked, what is Ihsan? So the three levels of Iman, of Islam, Iman and Ihsan, they are mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel. And sometimes we hear our scholars say that Iman is a higher level than Islam, and Ihsan is the highest level. So they say Islam, and then Iman, and then Ihsan. But this brings about confusion in many of us. How can Iman be a higher level when the pillars of Iman, to believe in Allah, and the angels, and the last day, and judgment, these are necessary for all Muslims? How can it be higher when it must be there? And Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Over 75 times Allah is addressing those who have Iman. Does this mean He's not addressing those who have Islam? And the response to this is, it's something that is quite simple and yet one needs to understand. Islam and Iman are terms that can be synonymous, but can also have specific meanings that are complementary. Like the term body and soul. When I say your body, I mean your body and soul. I don't have to say your body and soul. Likewise in Arabic, if I say your nafs, anfusakum, means your soul, means your body and soul. It's combined together. But if I were to say, oh, the body shall remain in this world, the soul will go to the hereafter. Now, the body and soul, each one takes half the meaning of the other. You guys following me? Similarly, Iman and Islam, if they occur separate from one another, then Islam and Iman become synonymous. They are the same thing. Every Muslim must have Iman, must have Ihsan. They are all one whole. But if they occur in sequence, if they occur in specific context, then Iman is a higher level of Islam. I hope that is clear. If Islam and Iman, the terms occur separate from one another, then in reality they are synonymous. And that is why in the Quran, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and He means those who have Islam. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا means, oh, you have Islam, oh, you Muslims. It doesn't mean a higher level. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, all of you who claim to be Muslim, listen to this ayah. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا means يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا. Same thing. And in the Qur'an there are other examples of this. However, there are clear examples as well in the Qur'an and Sunnah of Islam and Iman being separate and distinct. For example, Surah Al-Hujurat, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins that have just accepted Islam, they say, we have Iman. And Allah says, you have not have Iman. You don't have Iman. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Rather say, we have embraced Islam. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Iman has not yet entered your hearts. So in this ayah, the last page of Hujurat, look it up. It is very explicit. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ أَمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Allah negates from these Bedouins Iman. And Allah says, you don't have Iman, you only have Islam. Notice, downgrade. They are not mu'min. They are Muslim. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ Iman has not yet entered your hearts, which means Iman in this context is a higher category than Islam. Is that clear? In this context, Islam, then Iman, then the highest category is what? Ihsan. So, once again, at some level, every Muslim must have Iman and must practice Ihsan. At some level, all three must exist. And at another level, Iman is a higher level than Islam, and Ihsan is an even higher level than Iman. We also have the hadith in Sahih Bukhari that a man was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving sadaqah to people, and he didn't give to one particular person in the audience, he was giving to others. So the one next to him said, Ya Rasul, Rasulullah, why don't you give to that guy? فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَرَاهُ مُؤْمِنٌ Wallahi, I am positive he's a mu'min. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَوَ مُسْلِمٌ Maybe he is a Muslim. Notice, the guy said, the Sahabi next to him said, Wallahi, I'm positive he's a mu'min. And the Prophet ﷺ said, maybe he's just a Muslim. Notice once again a distinction between mu'min and Muslim. So in this context, when you have Iman and Islam next to one another, then Iman becomes a higher level of Islam. So Islam, all of us have it. And at some level, all of us have Iman. But when Allah Azza wa Jalla, for example, says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ These people have the real Iman. He's not talking about every Muslim. He's talking about an elite category. He's talking about those who have the real Iman. Therefore, Iman and Islam can be synonymous. And depending on the context, Iman can have a higher level than that of Islam. And this also then leads us to our second point of today, and we'll continue this talk tomorrow, and tomorrow will be our final academic talk, then we'll jump into the actual pillars that we began with, the 70 branches of Iman. Inshallah, tomorrow will be the final academic. These are the precursors, we need to know them before we dive into the actual pillars of Iman. So the second point today, which is a very, very necessary point, even though it's self-evident, it's known, yet there's some confusion about this, and that is, Iman, as we already said, is in the heart and the tongue and the actions, which automatically implies Iman changes with your actions, your state. Iman can go up and it can also go down. Iman is not stagnant in the heart. This is again a common misconception that some people have, and it's contradicted by the Quran and Sunnah. In fact, we don't even need the Quran and Sunnah. Right now, as we sit, our Iman is at a different level than it was 2 weeks ago. In fact, right now, in Taraweeh, listening to the Quran, in this audience, our Iman is higher than it will be tomorrow morning when we're getting ready to go to work and driving to work. We feel the difference of Iman. We sense the difference of Iman. So Iman goes up and it also goes down. And the Quran mentions explicitly in multiple verses the reality of Iman going up. لِيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا So that Allah can increase the people of Iman in their Iman. لِيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا Also in the Quran, when a surah comes down, the hypocrites say, Who amongst you? زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا Every surah that comes down, as for those who believe, their Iman becomes ziyada. Their Iman becomes more than what it was. There are multiple verses in the Quran that explicitly mention Iman increasing. Now, if you were to read the Quran carefully, you will never see the term decrease of Iman. نُقْصَانِ الْإِيمَانِ It's not in the Quran. نَاقِصَ الْإِيمَانِ It's not in the Quran. And question arises, why doesn't Allah reference the going down of Iman? And some people have therefore concluded Iman only goes up, it doesn't come down. But of course that goes against common sense, because what comes up must come down. That which is going to go up, it must have been down to begin with. Obviously Iman goes up and down. Why doesn't Allah mention the decrease of Iman? Because it's not something to praise. You don't want to mention the decrease of Iman. Allah praises the increase of Iman. And Allah wants us to increase our Iman. And Allah says when we do more deeds, our Iman becomes more. When we read more Quran, our Iman becomes more. When we obey Allah and His Messenger, our Iman becomes more. So Allah is telling us how to increase Iman. Why should Allah talk about decrease Iman? So it's not in the Quran. However, in the hadith we do find naqisatul Iman. We find various references of Iman being less than it should be. That's in the hadith. But the Quran only mentions increasing iman. So the goal, therefore, and this is one of the main goals of my series that I'm teaching you here, and for myself and all of you, the goal, once we know that iman increases, is how do we increase iman? What do we do to increase our iman? What do we do so that iman continues to increase year by year? The goal is every year, every Ramadan, I want my iman to go higher and higher and higher, so that the best Ramadan, I have the highest iman, then I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that plateau. That is the goal of this series. Inshallah, we'll continue talking about the levels of iman and how we can attain the highest level of iman until tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.